It's Tuesday, the 11th of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Speaking at the official handover of a site to a contractor tasked with constructing municipal services for 172 Irvin in Kavango West region, acting executive for infrastructure development at the National Housing Enterprise in Dileni Set, Sam Ipinge, said that the institution is committed to addressing the country's housing backlog.
On 5 December last year, we gathered at this very location to launch the groundbreaking for the design phase of the servicing and development of 172 Irvin in Extension 3. That day symbolized our commitment to transforming Kurenkuru into a model town for housing development in the Kavango West region. It is important to note that the land initially made available by the Kurenkuru Town Council comprised of 100 Irvin, in line with NHE's strategic goal to maximize land use and house more families. We took the decision to subdivide and densify the area. As a result, we created 72 additional Irvin, bringing the total to 172. This project therefore includes the realignment and construction of municipal services to accommodate the increased number of Irvin.
According to the NHE and the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development, the housing backlog is estimated around 300,000 units and requires a cost of about 76 billion Namibia dollars to fix. In South Africa, the Prudential Authority has fined Discovery Bank 3 million rand for breaching the Financial Intelligence Center Act. The bank failed to report 24 suspicious transactions on time and did not provide mandatory anti-money laundering training to staff, including senior managers. Discovery Bank says it has cooperated and corrected the issue. Remaining on the continent, Ethiopia is set to host the COP32 climate summit in 2027, officials confirmed on Tuesday. The decision was announced on the first day of COP30 in Brazil, with Addis Ababa chosen as the venue. Meanwhile, Reuters reports that the host for next year's COP31 remains contested between Australia in partnership with the Pacific Islands and Turkey. U.S. President Donald Trump has pardoned a long list of political allies accused of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election, according to the country's Department of Justice. The American leader previously falsely claimed to have won the election. Charlotte North has the latest from Washington.
In a post on X late on Sunday, the DOJ listed 77 people who received full pardons, including former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former legal advisor to President Trump Rudy Giuliani. Pardons are largely symbolic, as none of the names listed were ever charged with federal crimes, although many of them face state prosecutions. President Trump didn't pardon himself, although he's previously said he had the, quote, absolute right to, a claim that remains untested. The Supreme Court previously granted the president broad immunity for official acts committed during his presidency. Charlotte North, Washington.
And finally, the Namflix Festival 2025 officially launched today in Windhoek. Hosted by One Africa TV and Future Media, the festival provides a dedicated platform to celebrate and show off the best of local films and series. Speaking at the launch, Managing Director of MultiChoice Namibia, Roger Gertse, said the festival supports local talent and storytelling.
For us, it's very significant because the partnership with One Africa Television is coming a long way, and we are very happy to continue to partner with them because we do see that there's major developments at the channel. We've come on board by sharing our Ambura One movies, which will screen on Sunday afternoons, which is for us key in terms of showcasing our local content, which we've created over the past year with our Namibian audiences. And please come and view this leading content because it is high quality, and then also the storylines will definitely resonate with Namibians out there.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.